producing and hosting this program on behalf of the Bhakti Center. And we also know there's a number of neighboring yatras as well that are joining us from the local New York City metro area here in the United States, as well as from around the world. We're really, really delighted and grateful that you are all here. This is the beginning of a 5-part series, which will be conducted every week at the same time, same Zoom room, over the next 5 weeks, entitled 5 Facets of Divine Truth, Life Lessons from the Panchatattva. So each Saturday, Marj will be speaking about the life and teachings of each member of the Panchatattva. Today we begin, and we'll be going in the order of the Panchatattva mantra itself. So today, beginning with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, next week Nityananda Prabhu, then Sri Advaita Gadadhar Pandit, and Srivas Thakur. Maharaj himself is a person who needs very little introduction, but we will just mention how we know that Maharaj, in addition to speaking wonderful Leela and sharing divine truth, also has a knack and a beautiful gift for bringing these lessons into an extraordinarily practical way in our daily lives. So in addition to hearing stories and teachings, Maharaj is going to share what it means to actually absorb this truth in a very practical way in our life. And in that spirit, at the end of Maharaj's talk, before the Q&A, we'll have a Q&A session. Maharaj will speak for about an hour, until around 10:30 Eastern time, and then we'll open up for Q&A. If people have questions, please write them in the chat to Yashoda Dulal Prabhu. Again, Yashoda Dulal Prabhu or any of the hosts, you can write your questions. We will field the questions, and you can let Yashoda know if you would like to have your name mentioned in the question or be anonymous. But you can ask your question. We'll ask a question on behalf of you, and Marv will have space for questions and answers. But before the question and answers begin, and after Marv finishes speaking, we have two very special things that we'll be offering to you. One will be a short video of a puja conducted in Mayapur, or in the Holy Dham. Before this program began, we had collected names of people that would be attending. Anybody who filled out a form and sent their name in, on your behalf, your names were offered to a beautiful deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Maharaj will speak a little bit about when he shares. So there's a very special puja, the video that we want to share. It's just a little under a minute. It's brief. And also, Maharaj will be sharing, for those who are tuning in live on Zoom, we'll be sharing a document with you that will, a little almost worksheet that will guide you to take some of these lessons home with you and apply it in your daily life throughout the week. So please stay tuned after Maharaj finishes speaking before the Q&A to see this wonderful video as well as receive the worksheet that we'll be giving to all of you. And so with that, without any further ado, we'd like to introduce His Holiness Satchidananda Swami tuning in to us from Germany. Maharaj has a smile that lights up the world. I always recall when he was on Wisdom of the Sages podcast some time ago, and one person said to me, I've never met this Swami before, but I just saw his smile, and whatever is causing him to do that, I want that in my life. And so Maharaj is a radiant glow of Krishna Bhakti, overwhelmed with compassion, steeped in devotion and years of practice, and we're so, so glad to have you with us, Maharaj. We've missed you here on this series for so long, and we look forward to spending time with you here today in the next few weeks. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Let me affectionately welcome all of those who are on the call, and just so that you know where I'm speaking from, I'm in Berlin, and behind me you see our beautiful deities, which are actually from the same origin, the same tree, so to say, of which the deity in Jagannath Puri is. They're very powerful, very vibrant, very supportive, and our whole 5 series is meant to be like that, empowering, inspiring, drawing the best out of you, and hopefully giving you a very important road, an access road to the deeper secrets of Krishna Bhakti. So before I speak, I would like to offer my obeisances. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarine Vande Gurum Isha Bhaktan Isham Ishavatarakan Tat Prakasham Chatat Shakti Krishna Chaitanya Sangakam. I offer my obeisances to the spiritual masters, the devotees of the Lord, like Shivas, the Lord's incarnations, like Advaita Acharya, his plenary portions, like Nityananda Prabhu, his energies, like Gadadhara. And then I offer my most heartfelt obeisances to the Supreme Lord Himself, who is known as Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who has come to bestow auspiciousness to this world. You noted in this opening verse of the Chaitanya Charitamrita and also our opening verse to this series that the Lord is not mentioned alone. He comes with different facets, and just like a powerful jewel has different sides of it, which are the same jewel but offer a very slightly different insight into the jewel. When you look in one facet, you might see a new color. When you look into a different facet, you might discover something else in the jewel, maybe an inner glow in the jewel. In this way, all the five manifestations, which are known as the Panchatattva, the five truths, are the same Supreme Lord, but they all offer something very special to us, special insights, special empowerments, special blessings, etc. And by choosing to do this series before Gopunim, we hope that everyone and his dogs, in other words, everyone who is coming here into the Zoom place or who will look at later, even animals, every living being will be benefited by these five facets of the same truth. Yes, there should be millions of viewers on this call, and maybe one day they will, but at this moment those devotees are here who sincerely look maybe for some new insights in their spiritual life, maybe for some new inspirations, for some new kind of strengths. At the outset of our journey, I would like to present the journey in spiritual life that most devotees are on. They usually start with an enthusiasm. It's called Utsaya Mayi. a certain security and certainty that if I take to the spiritual path, in a short time, I will be able to have answers to all my questions by direct experiences. But alas, it is not so simple, and instead of deep absorption, we sometimes find dryness in our life, and a form of disappointment even that starts to spread like a venomous poison into all the other areas of our life. Our journey, which started with all best wishes and enthusiasm, is showing some obstacles. And at that time, we enter from phase one in our spiritual life, the beginner's enthusiasm, into a second phase, a painful phase, painful sometimes to face it. And the second phase, a petitioner will see that despite all my best efforts, I could not reach so quickly my goal. And at that time, most of those who chose the spiritual life, they settle into a life of compromise. Or, this is even worse, they rage against God. You gave all these promises. I thought it would be so easily possible for me to reach the deepest spiritual or deep spiritual realizations, but I feel betrayed. Then one goes on either in a life of compromise, or one may even turn his back to the spiritual path. But after some time, one finds a great surprise. Deep inside the soul, the same feeling, the same longing starts to stir. It's almost like a spark which is still there and which sends various feelings into our consciousness. And at that time, one enters the third stage. One may say, I do not know how, but I somehow just want to feel close to the Lord. All my concepts that I initially had don't seem to work, but there is a feeling inside of me, an existential desire that I want to be close to God. So let us summarize. In the beginning, one starts out with the feeling, I can do it very quickly. I can. Then one finds out, no, I can't do it. On the second phase, one says, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do this any longer. On the third stage is a more mature stage where the petitioner or the devotee notices, I cannot put the Lord in these small shoes of my concepts, but I still want to be somehow or other closer to Him. And my dear listeners, at this moment, when one is in contact with his deep yearning, the avatar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gains very, very important, great importance to us, because he can give just that, a closeness to God, even to someone who has not much qualification. The Chaitanya Charitamrita in the Adi Lila 8th chapter famously says, if one chants the exalted holy name of the Lord again and again, But still, one has no love of God. Still, one does not cry tears. There is one reason. It is aparadas, or offenses done knowingly or unknowingly. And in this way, the seed of the holy name does not sprout. In other words, a spiritual practitioner will find out, oh, I tried so hard, but the love and the ecstasy is not yet in my heart. And this is because of some obstacles which are there in my life. What to do, he will ask himself. And the next text, text 31, gives the answer. If one chants with some slight faith, small faith, the holy names of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, very quickly he is cleansed of all the obstacles. Thus, when he chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he feels ecstasy of love of God. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and as we will learn later, the other members of the Chaitanya, of the Panchatattva, they take care of all us souls who are finding ourselves in Kali Yuga, sometimes helpless, who find that our way is full of obstacles. And how do they take care? Well, they just want a little connection, a little eagerness in which we approach them. And then they say, okay, you could not remove your obstacles, but we can. And then they give quick results. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes about this. He says, when one sings the names of Nitai Gaur, Krishna Prema, or love for Krishna, comes looking for such a person. This is how important Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. When you look deeply into your heart, you will find out in spiritual life. You can't do it on your own steam. Even if you come from America, where there was once a slogan, we can do it, we can do everything. In spiritual life, you will find out you require the blessings, the mercy to bring your little boat forward. And this mercy comes from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is one very important verse about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which we will chant in a moment. It is the verse through which one pays his respectful obeisances to Chaitanya and becomes linked or connected with him. This verse was spontaneously composed by the great Rupa Goswami. When he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Prayag, it was a very overwhelming experience for him. He had come with his brother Vallabh and entered the center of Prayag city and saw thousands of people. They were laughing, they were dancing on the road. It was really a huge assembly. Some were crying, and even a few were rolling on the ground in ecstasy, chanting, Krishna, Krishna. And Rupa Goswami and Vallabh came a little bit closer and made their way through the crowd. They saw why this was so. They saw a tall figure. He looked golden and radiant. He was higher than the rest of them, and every one of his limbs was trembling in ecstasy. The tears from his eyes were not trickling out of his eyes, but there were streams of tears coming out. And he would loudly call. Sometimes he was stunned, he could not move. At other times, his limbs seemed to become softer as butter. And then he was calling out, Krishna, Krishna. And his ecstatic calling came into the hearts of the people, who then started to react in the ways which you have heard earlier. They danced, they laughed, they rolled on the ground. They saw Chaitanya, Rupa Goswami saw, in other words, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's called by one contemporary Vaishnava a golden volcano of love. I don't know if you have seen a volcano in operation. I have seen, but my volcano was quite tired. They are fiery. Vroom, then the lava comes jumping out of the crater, and then you either run away or you stay and you get this tremendous inside of the volcano. So the people who were with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not run away. They were captured by his enigmatic or deep personalities. And without any previous introduction to spiritual practice, they were lifted to the highest levels of love of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada, he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his causeless mercy, is giving you the lift to immediately come to bhakti by chanting Hare Krishna. Immediately, you don't have to wait. Immediately take. No? So, Rupa Goswami was totally mesmerized and attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had seen him once before, but this was Mahaprabhu, so to say, in the action of spreading or inspiring everyone with love of Godhead. And so he followed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the place where he took lunch. And in the distance, Rupa Goswami stood like this and looked at Mahaprabhu and could not help himself from offering obeisances again and yet again. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him and said, come, come, come. And he embraced Rupa Goswami, who started to cry. And after this embrace, Rupa Goswami spontaneously chanted the verse which we will now show you. Please let us see the slide. Yes, there is the first verse coming up. Please, the next slide. Yes, please, I request all of you in the call to chant after me this wonderful verse. We go line by line. Namo Mahavadanyaya. Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna Chaitanya. Namne Gauratvishe Namaha. We will see now the next thing. It will be the word by word translation. But let's go directly to the translation. And now to the translation. Yes, O most munificent incarnation, you are Krishna himself, appearing as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have assumed the golden color of Srimati Radharani, and you are widely distributing pure love of Krishna. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Huh? So let us just go through this verse. Rupa Goswami says, you are an incarnation, but a most munificent incarnation. Matsya, Kurama, Varaha, Nishinga are also incarnations of the Lord, but this is a more munificent, a more greater, more mercy is there. He gives love to everyone. You are Krishna himself appearing as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then the color is described. You have a golden color of Srimati Radharani. And then the activities. You are widely distributing pure love of Krishna. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you. This verse, thank you very much. Thank you, Venkatabhata. We can now go to the, yes, we can go back to the main picture. Yes, thank you. We are really working with the magic of technique here. Maybe you, please be impressed by our technical abilities. So, yes, Srila Prabhupada would often talk about this verse. He said once in Mumbai, first of all, we cannot understand Krishna. Then, where is the question of love of Krishna? You know, the beginning of real deeper spiritual realization is when you are ready to face your own limitations without becoming discouraged. That needs to be practiced, to face one's own limitations, to confront them without becoming discouraged. How can we put the ocean into a little glass? In the same way, how can you put Krishna into a little brain? Not possible. So then how will we develop love of Krishna? If you do not understand somebody, Prabhupada says, how can you love him? Love is far, far, far away. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind that he's distributing Krishna Prema. Take anyone, come on. Krishna Prema Pradayate. So we should be awakened. We should awaken our consciousness, Krishna consciousness, in such a way that we become mad after Krishna. This is Krishna Prema. This is love. And that Prema was being distributed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he says something very enigmatic. He says, and he is still distributing. Now this, I think, is the main question which the organizers of this conference or seminar had put in their lives. Is it possible for a person who is distant from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by time, this is more than 500 years back, to still contact Mahaprabhu? Is it possible for a person who is separated by culture to still connect with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Is it possible by someone who by consciousness is very far away from this ecstatic love of Godhead to have contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And my answer is yes. And when we give you the takeaways, you will see exactly how. But for now, you must know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not a historical personality like Alexander the Great, for instance, who, when his time has come, and he's no longer present, that we cannot make contact. No one of us will really be able to contact Alexander the Great. Did you ever think about it? I don't know in what life form he is now, Alexander the Great. Maybe not so great. I do not know. But it's not possible for us to search him out and find him now. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a divine personality. And Chaitanya Bhagavat says, although the Vedas describe the Lord's appearance and also disappearance, there's actually no end to his pastimes. Prabhupada often spoke of the sun, who may sometimes appear present, and at other times the sun is in another part of the globe, but he is always there, the sun. Rupa Goswami wrote about this. He said, "Chet adyapiti drikshiran." It's in Lagu Bhagavatamrita. Adyapi heißt even now. Even now, if Krishna's beloved devotees develop sufficient eagerness, the ocean of mercy reveals various pastimes to them. This is because Krishna is just merciful to people, and he comes as in this form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he's overfilled with compassion. There is an incident of this. I will briefly mention it. It is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once went with his with Lord Nityananda to the Ganga and started to all of a sudden call out Narottam, Narottam, and become ecstatic. Nityananda asked at that time, who's this Narottam? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not say. Narottam would appear much later when he had left, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had left already the planet. But because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows past, present, and also the future, he wanted to give Narottam a blessing. So he took the love that is in his heart and placed it in the river Ganga. Ganga came out and took that love and said, for whom? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, for Narottam. How will I know who's Narottam? Well, when he takes bath in your waters, you will see. This is a very special person. So much, much later, Mahaprabhu, as I said, had already left the planet. This Narottam came and took his bath in the Ganga. And at that time, Ganga Devi said, here's your present. Narottam went into a side arm of the Ganga, which is called the Padma River. And there, the present of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which had been given there for safeguarding it, was given to him. So my question today is, where is your Padma River? Or how can you enter a situation where you will also receive your gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Please don't think it is not possible. It is adyapi, even today, possible if you are sufficiently eager. At that time, Krishna's mercy will, or the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be given to you. These are presents by which you can eventually see Krishna, talk to Krishna, serve him directly, and be overwhelmed with an ecstatic love which you can simply not find in this world. You will be, as Srila Prabhupada says, reinstated or brought back into your original relationship with Krishna. So there are two presents from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu which you can learn to honor. You can take them, and as you take them on, you will be delivered Krishna Prema by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. The first, and I will mention them briefly because you will get a takeaway, a handout, beautifully designed with the computer. You will really appreciate it. Where this is explained a little further. I want to here do something where you get an experience, and I'm moving to this exercises which we will do in a few minutes. The first present, when you unpack it, it will reveal Krishna. It is the holy name. Lord Chaitanya distributed love of Krishna through the holy name, like Rupa Goswami saw when he heard the Lord chanting, and he saw all these people getting the presents and rolling on the ground and being totally overwhelmed. Yes. But I think you have heard this many times, and I think you don't have faith in this, because you have tried and it has not yet come. My dear devotees, somehow I'm in the situation of giving a lot of holy name retreats, kirtan retreats, and so on. And I have tried to crack this question. When does it work? When does it not work? And the answer is, you must learn to chant in Sambandha. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is called, said, Krishna Sambandha Vinakale Vyata Nahijaya. Without a connection with Krishna or Krishna Sambandha, all one's time is spent uselessly. It can happen when you chant, that you chant the name, but your mind is not there, your body is not there, you're not really feeling a living connection with Krishna. And the verse says, the time is spent uselessly. I don't think it is completely useless, but, and so on. Look at this bulb. Where is a bulb? There are bulbs on the altar, but they are not visible for you. I can see them. If the bulb is connected with the electricity, it will shine. When it is disconnected, the bulb will not be able to give a radiant effulgence. So when you chant, you need to enter into a feeling of connectedness. There is one wisdom text or one recommendation of Lord Chaitanya, where he helps us to get into the moon mood, and our Venkatabhata will show us this Ayitan Nanda Tanuya slides now. It is here. Let me put this a little. Ayi Nanda Tanuya Kinkaram Patitang mam vishame bhavam budo kripaya tava para pankaja stita tuli sadrisham vichintaya. We will look at the translation of this text together. This is the mood in which you have very quick results in your chanting. It's the inner orientation. It is the consciousness that is required to enter this connection. It means to face reality and exit illusion. O my Lord, O Krishna, son of Maharaj Nanda, I'm your eternal servant. But because of my own fruitive acts, I have fallen into this horrible ocean of nations. Now please, be causelessly merciful to me. Consider me a particle of dust at your lotus feet. Do you know what makes this material life so problematic that it is sometimes compared with a huge, horrible ocean of nations? The real problem is that you don't feel any longer the need for Krishna. Yes, I can trot through my life without this connection, and that makes it so difficult. This deep covering of nations, or forgetting who we are and who is Krishna and what is our situation. So now please be causelessly merciful, no? Uplift me. This uplifting is done through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the second way in which you receive his gifts is by sharing Krishna consciousness with others. We will now look at a slide, which is a text from Bhakti Ratnaka, where a secret is given to us, how bhakti is accessible to one and all. Venkata Bhatta Prabhu will share this slide with us. Here it is. It says, devotion or bhakti is the treasure of each devotee. It's your birthright. It belongs to you. But often it is a hidden treasure. It becomes available to the devotee only when he or she helps another person to acquire it. In our takeaways, we will give you this text. You don't have to copy it now in your notebook. So, my dear devotees, my dear listeners, and my dear skeptics also, yes, everyone has bhakti in his heart who is a devotee. But so often it is hidden. We have no access to it. We don't see it in our heart. And now something very mystical is described. This treasure becomes available to the devotee only when he or she helps another person to acquire it. Sometimes people ask me why I always smile, and I don't do it purposefully. But there is something which I have understood. Even when I'm in the blues, I hope that's an American term, when I'm, you know, going through the miseries of being in this world, I try to share Krishna consciousness with others. And then when I do it, it mystically arises in my heart. This is something which you all need to consider. You don't have to become a worldwide preacher. You can try to uplift people in your family, in your circle of friends, in your village and town, and wherever you are, and you will see something mystical happens. These are two things which will bring you to Krishna consciousness. As Mahaprabhu is bringing it to us. We will now come towards the end, I notice time is flying by. I call this part, it's the last part, the Chaitanya experience. And to give it hopefully to all of you, I request you now to lay down your potato chips if you had, or you're eating, or you're double tasking or multitasking, because we will do some exercises. In our Vaishnava tradition, we have songs that depict the devotional mood and that magnify the Lord and His devotees in our hearts. Venkatapata, please bring the song. It's a beautiful song by Narottam Das Thakur, and you will see this song will maybe act like a magnifying glass that holds a far distant object close and brings it to your heart. I will ask Gokrishna to sing it. I think we will just sing it through without call and response, because that will be easier. Venkatabhata Prabhu, you are doing excellent, but you have to switch now always to the next verse, no? So, everyone together. Karuna karo dina hina jane mosama patita prabhu Dante Trina Dori Gora Akire Tamara Kripa Kori Esho Ama Vedaya Mandi Jadi daya na kori Patita ne kiyo Patita pavana na Kishra lagiya Porechi bava tufane Nahika nishtara Sicharana arani dane Dase koro paaya Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Azayanu dasa Pratana koraye sada This is a very affectionate song, and I think the sum and total of this song is found in the second shloka, or second verse, the It says, holding grass between my teeth. Dante. I hold grass between my teeth as a sign of humility. Ogora, I am calling out to you now. Please, be compassionate to me. Kripa, kori esho ama. And come and reside within the temple of my heart. Beautiful. We will give you the same, the whole song. But this is one way in which you can have the experience of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can sing this song. You can go back to the recording to get the melody. And you can sing Vaishnav songs. Srila Prabhupada used to say about these songs, they very easily bring our consciousness to Krishna, because we associate with the mind of the great acharyas. We will now hear about another way to make the Chaitanya experience. Our Venkata Bhatta will give to us the 12 names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Before we chant them, I want to say something, a very moving conversation which took place when Lord Chaitanya wanted to leave Navadvip. At that time, Mother Sachi, his own mother, came with him with tears in her eyes. She said, now the reactions of my impious activities bear fruit. You will leave me, and I will become an object of public condemnation. Everyone will say, your son left you. Although I was praised as the mother of you, my Vishvamba, now I'm the object of everyone's derision. No one will even utter my name. Hearing this, Sri Gauranga replied, oh mother, don't speak in this way. I'm telling you the truth. Although I'm leaving my home, in every country you will remain my mother. You were even in my previous incarnation my mother. Then he said, whosoever joyfully sings the name, the son of Sachi, becomes imbued with transcendental knowledge. Just by singing this name, Sachi Nandana, one becomes expert in all the scriptures and becomes filled with love. Just by singing this name, one becomes exceedingly dear to me. One who simply utters the name Sachi Nandana is blessed, and he purchases me. So, based on this pronunciation, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya composed 12 names of Lord Chaitanya. And he said that anyone who chants these 12 names, in our ashram, there's one devotee who does it regularly every morning. They will feel the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because these are electrical names. When you touch them, you are electrified. So I wish that you chant these names with me now. I will chant them slowly. Please take part in this. Chaitanya Krishna Chaitanyo. Please say Chaitanya Krishna Chaitanyo. Gaurango Dvijanayaka. Gaurango Dvijanayaka. Raktam Varadara Shriman. Raktam Varadara Shriman. Oh, I said wrong. Yatinam Dandinam Chaiva. Yatinam Dandinam Chaiva. Nyasinam Cha Shiromani. Yatinam Shiromani. And the last. Raktam Varadara Shriman. Dambaradara Shriman. Navadvipa Sudakara. Prema Bhakti Pradaschaiva. Ma Bhakti Pradaschaiva. Shri Shachinandanastata. This verse, thank you very much, Venkatabhata. This verse you will find in your takeaways. Yes, absolutely for free. The lift of God, of love of Godhead will happen when you chant this. Translation of these names is here. I will read them to you. You will feel happy just by hearing this. Chaitanya means the living force. Krishna Chaitanya, the all-attractive supreme living force. Gauranga, he of fair bodily complexion. And so on and so forth. You will be able to read it in your handouts. One thing you will have to do, my dear devotees, just when I talked about chanting and introduced this new idea of sambandha, here you will have to chant being mindful of the meanings, absorbing yourselves in the meaning. The Bhagavad Gita says any sacrifice, any spiritual practices which are not done with mindfulness, is only good for the body. you mouth your lips. You have to bring the real you there. You have to show up in this practice, not just your body, and so on. You will get the handout is just about to come to you. The last process which I have is to meditate about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I request you now to sit straight and when you're ready, close your eyes. Quickly bring your attention to your feet. You may do this by wiggling your toes, just to connect. Move upward with your attention. through your knees to your sitting bones. Go up to your spine. Relax your back. Go to your upper back and your shoulders and relax them. Oh, some of you have such tensed shoulders. You need to let them sink down towards the ground. Yes, better. Your chest and your belly. Relax. Your back of the head. Top of your head. Relax. Forehead and eyes. Relax. Once again, go up your body from the toes to your sitting bones and relax. Go from your hip to your shoulders and relax. Finally, relax your face with all the muscles. Now to take a deep, gentle, slow breath in and out and in and out. Gentle, slow and long breaths. Now when you breathe in into your heart space. Whenever you breathe out, relax a little further. Try to now see a golden light appearing in your heart space when you breathe in. When you breathe out, relax a little further. As we will hear now, meditation about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, listen and let whatever images appear, appear. I worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has a beautiful golden body. His moon-like face bears the nectar of his gentle smile. He is absorbed in dancing. He is filled with ecstasy from tasting the sweetness of love. Oh, he is more brilliant than the God of love. And he is always being served by his dear devotees. Again and again, see in your mind's eye the beautiful smile of that Lord Gauranga, who is compassionate to all who eagerly turn to him. We will take a few gentle and long breaths. And upon the signal, we will return to room awareness and computer awareness. Venkatabhatta, we will see now the last two slides. Prabhupada once was saying, now please one further. The process is that the Lord chants and dances and people follow similarly. The next slide, please. And one further. And that following, you know, the Lord chants and people follow similarly. And that following can be continued even up to date, where there is Sankirtan by sincere devotees, Lord Chaitanya is present. Wherever there is Sankirtan by sincere devotees, Lord Chaitanya is present. Thank you very, very much. My dear devotees, I realize we are coming into the time where, but what is time? It is not that important when we talk about Chaitanya. I wanted to say I thank you very, very much. Please, I know this was dense and concentrated, but we have in the handout which is given to you by Venkata Bhattas and our Gaur Kumar also, our computer team. You will have everything. Everything is taken care of. This is no worries. when we designed this, it was all of our desires, the Bhakti Center team and our team here in Europe, that you really make an experience of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And one devotee came up with a wonderful idea to offer your names in a special puja to Lord Chaitanya in Mayapur. And this puja would give you specific blessings in your life to come to that third stage of bhakti, where you feel just close to the Lord wherever you are. And we have offered these names already, and we want to show you the video. It's only 1 minute long, and please pray to the Lord. Don't just think, oh, it was typed and now it is put there and tika. No, connection, sambandha. Everything becomes useful only when you make the connection. So pray to the Lord as this little video is going on. It's two videos I hear. So let us start with the first, Venkatabhata Prabhu.
Yeah, I'll be sharing it, Maharaj
Yashoda Dulal. Yashoda Dulal. Wow, you have taken the, the greatest nectar.
It's one video, it's less than a minute long.
We cannot yet see it. Yashoda Dulal, the Lord has not yet appeared.
You have to share a desktop, not just the application.
Venkata, are you ready? Because we tried it before and it worked.
Yes, Lord Chaitanya is, he will come. The first video which you will see is called from the first deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What? The first video is in an ISKCON, is in the ISKCON Mayapur temple. So it's really worthwhile to wait. Don't be in an anxiety. We will have to see this.
Let me try again.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Can people see my screen?
Yes. Yeah, but it's empty.
We see your screen, but it's just we see the file.
Yes, now I'm going to play this.
It's the same thing, Prabhu. You cannot see.
Yashodaji, we can see the file and we can hear the audio, but we can't see the video for some reason. Perhaps Gaurakumar, are you able to show it from your screen?
Would you then like to try the other video? Because maybe...
But when you share, you can share desktop instead of that application, then it'll probably show that.
Yeah, Madan Gopal Prabhu, the desktop, probably because you have a Mac and I have a laptop, that doesn't show up. It shows up tile by tile, what I can share. If we tried it before, then maybe go more.
Ah, here it is.
Yeah, this one. He should show this one.
These are your names, huh? And the families and everyone. And they are at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as you can see. While this is, they are placed, an aarti is going on and a special puja. And now it's time, my dear devotees, pray. Darshan, which was specially made just for us on this seminar. Somehow we told the devotees in Mayapur that we need some special mercy here, and they were kind enough to oblige. Gadadhar Pandit here. And you can see these deities absolutely carefree. The world doesn't touch them. And finally, Srivas Thakur invite. They seem to invite us. Come, come. Take, take, says Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have come for this, to give you Prema Bhakti. There again, the list of your names. We have made a second video. We thought, we have made a second puja. That is, your names and persons are offered to the very first deity, which was made of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he left home. He left his wife Vishnupriya, who was still so young, 16 years, even maybe younger, 14 years, but he made a deity which she worshipped. And this deity is now known as the Lord and Master of the whole Dham, Dhameshwara Mahadev, and he is known as the deity who fulfills all desires. So we will have an even shorter video where your names were brought in this temple. Here they are offered. Please pray and connect to Dhameshwara Mahadev. Jai. When we told the priest about what we are doing here, is collecting blessings for the devotees in America and everywhere, he was very happy to do it. He was ecstatic, in fact. Hare Krishna. Thank you. It worked. Tzivi and George, you are blessed. And Ananda Vihari and Gurangi, you are blessed. Life is perfect now. And Chinmayi Radhe, blessed. Lord Chaitanya, very, very, very merciful.
Thank you, Maharaj. So actually, the idea for this puja and offering this puja, you know, so the devotees who did it in Mayapur, their names are Nikunja Vasini Devi and Varahamurti Prabhu, as well as Krishna Kanta Prabhu, who daily serves the Panchatattva by dressing them and serving them in different ways. And the idea for doing this puja as part of this series came from Bhanu Nandini Devi, who is part of the organizing team along with Gaur Krishna Prabhu, your assistant, Maharaj. And so we thank her for coming up with this idea and actually carrying it through to execution with the devotees in Mayapur. So if you would like to have your names or your family's names included, Gaur Kumar Prabhu will post a link to the Google Doc in the Zoom chat, and you can put in your names for the next four pujas that will be offered. If you already put in your names, please do not put them again, because they are already there. The names will be carried forward for the next several pujas as well. So stay tuned for that, and thank you again. Traditionally, puja is complete, or any offering like this, for example, receiving knowledge from a great soul. This circle is complete by the recipient offering some kind of dakshina or donation. Since obviously we are all over the world, in fact, the audience here is from not just America, but Europe, and this is being live streamed also in Russian language, as well as to the ex-Yugoslavian countries, which have broken up, and so many parts of the world are on. That would not be practical. So what we decided as the organizers, we would offer the donation to the pujaris and the devotees doing this on your behalf. But for your own sake, if you would like to complete the circle and you would like to make a donation, you can go to the Bhakti Center page and donate, and then let me know or any of the co-hosts know your name so we can collect it separately and we can make sure that that loop is completed on your behalf. And if you'd like to offer anything specifically to Maharaj also, you can mention that in the separate text to me so that or to any of the co-hosts, so that we can collect it and offer it to Maharaj on your behalf for practicality purposes. So with that, we will start the Q&A. And Gaur Kumar Prabhu, if you can unmute Vijaya Mehta, please.
Yes, Vijaya Mehta, you can unmute.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you so much for unpacking the gifts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Maharaj, I have a question. Is it because of love we say that, make me a particle of dust at your lotus feet in the prayer, I Nanda Tanuja Kinkaram? Otherwise, how will we serve the Lord if we become a particle of dust? Although I don't have any qualifications, but is it okay to have divine aspiration, Asha Bandha, hope against hope, that one day we will be able to serve the devotees and the servants of the Lord with our spiritual bodies? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. This image offer me, lift me up from this ocean of birth and death, and fix me as a particle on your lotus feet, wants to express something very specific. In the lotus flower, you will find dust in these, please help me, pollen, or these are very fine stems inside the whorl. And this dust, flower dust, or pollen dust, belongs naturally there. That's where it is coming from and belongs to. So in asking this question, please bring me back to your lotus feet and fix me there as the dust on the lotus flower, the devotee asks for his direct constitutional position and his service, really. I would say, is it out of love that we ask this question? No, I think in the beginning, it's out of desperation. I'm drowning in this ocean of birth and death. If you have ever drowned in an ocean, it is a very demanding, very challenging situation. Your mind panics like anything. So then you don't call out of love. You call out of desperation. Save me, save me, save me. That's the first level. For someone who wakes up, he understands this being separated from Krishna is problematic. And then the stages of love start to blossom forth as a blossoming flower. Yes, thank you very much for this question. I hope I have understood it properly and answered it in a relevant way. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Maharaj. We have a question from Sid. He wants me to ask on his behalf. He said, you mentioned in your talk that one comes into contact with Lord Chaitanya by sharing Krishna consciousness, but one's own realization might be only so much, and yet there is a necessity to share about Krishna bhakti, as you mentioned. So how to reconcile that with the idea that bhakti only becomes available to the devotee when they help another person to acquire it?
Yeah. Wonderful question. You may say my realization is very small, very tiny. Talk your tiny knowledge and you will see something magically happen. As you talk, somehow your small words become big words. At the same time, when we share Krishna consciousness, it's sometimes good to just repeat it. Even if you don't have yet so much realization, in our little ashram, we had a few weeks ago a big electricity problem. We could somehow not receive the electricity from the main line. So then one young man came from the electrical company, and he was really new. You could see he's in the job since 2 weeks. But he asked the electrical master by phone, and he did just like he told. He turned the screw here and another screw there, and boom, the whole house was all of a sudden on light. It was lit just by following. So in the same way, when you share Krishna consciousness, even though you may not have much realization, even though you may be like that apprentice, you will see as you do this, you're rewarded with the realization and insights that will make your small words very big. Your words will grow. This is a mystery that by giving Krishna consciousness, it will grow. And even if you only give Krishna consciousness according to what you have heard, in other words, you repeat, still it will grow in the heart. Human reason fails to understand this. You have to try and you will see. I think the secret here is that it's Krishna's statement that whoever tries to bring this knowledge to the people, he is my most dear servant in this world. In other words, Krishna is pleased, and by his pleasure, everything increases in your heart. Now, Yashoda Dulal, I'm looking at our tyrannical master in this world, the time. What do you think? How should we proceed? There are more questions. You are our Yashoda Dulal. You know what to do.
Maharaj, it's totally up to you. We could stop here. We could take maybe one more question and then regroup for next week. Whatever you wish to do.
It seems to be so cruel to say goodbye just now. So let us take one last question. Daya Guranga, what do you think?
I wholeheartedly agree, Maharaj. Let's do another question.
Yes.
It would be very cruel to not allow that.
Thank you, Maharaj. So, and for those who ask questions, you can ask in the next 4 sessions if your question did not get read out today or you didn't get a chance. And also someone asked me a question, how can they put down their names for the pujas? Gaur Kumar Prabhu had put a link in the Zoom chat. So you can click on that link. It will take you to a Google Doc and you can put in the names. And I also saw on the list, people had put names of like devotees in Ukraine, the people of Ukraine, people of Russia. And so you can also pray for the suffering parts of the world, or pray for the whole world, not just your own names or family names. So that link is in the Zoom chat. So the last question I will ask for today is from Alicia. She says, we ourselves are so entangled with bodily demands of eating and sleeping and so on, but yet we aspire for even a drop of deep Krishna prema. So how should we approach and understand the deep feelings that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed in Gambira in his last 18 years?
These deeper spiritual realizations can only be mirrored into a heart that is clean and pure and eager. They come there. In the meantime, we can prepare our hearts for these deep realizations. And sometimes gifts are given that the receiver has not earned. There is a statement about Krishna's mind in the 10th canto in the commentary of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. It says, normal people respond only to gifts that are given to them. But I'm different. I respond to gifts, to even those gifts which will be given in the future to me. So Krishna is so kind that in some cases he will look over your present inequities, your failures and so on, and he will reciprocate with you the way you are in 10 years when you are more enlightened, more pure and so on. I have seen this very much, and this is called mercy that has no cause. The divine mercy is not like a business deal. You give me this and then I give you that. No, Krishna sees if someone is, he sees the future and he already rewards a person from the future. He already reciprocates, is maybe a better word, from the future. Therefore, sometimes in the life of a devotee, the devotee says, how is it possible that this happened to me? How is it possible? I feel so limited. I was thinking of our Dayal Gauranga Prabhu. Dayal Gauranga Prabhu has become a big internet hero, I think you call it, or I don't know the right word, I'm not so good in computer. I think Krishna has seen his sincerity and seen his that he will make so much advancement, and has already given him knowledge, inspiration to do so many wonderful things. And I think Krishna gives many of his devotees just the things which are coming beyond their readiness, you know, beyond what they made an effort for. Krishna is just merciful. We will end here. I thank you very much. I will ask, maybe I don't know who of our hosts will conclude the session. I want to be a little bit in time so that you who have planned your day can go along with your day. And I hope that the next session will be even more ecstatic, because next session we will approach Lord Nityananda. Please do not forget to bring in your name and your family's name and whoever you pray for, so that we can send it to Mayapur, where it will be put now on the feet of Lord Nityananda. And those who have given their names already, don't send them again. You are in the loop now. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. All the best for you. And Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.
Thank you so much, Maharaj, for your tremendous inspiration and encouragement. We are like light bulbs plugging into the electrical socket, the powerhouse that you are.